Hi there, buckaroos. This is Ken Maynard at the Diamond Cave. Hey, Tarzan. Tarzan, let's be a gentleman now. Come on over here and greet our friends. You know, I've sort of a sneaking suspicion Tarzan been keeping his distance for a reason. A good one. I want to spin a yarn for you about the ghost rider of Loma Escondida. And it just might be that Tarzan here wants no part of that ghost business. You never saw such a busy piece of horse flesh in your life. That is, busy about being some other place except here. I'm sure he'd be hightailing for safer ground now if it weren't for that he likes to say hello to you buckaroos each time you drop around. But then I guess I'm being a little unfair to Tarzan. He certainly got me through enough tough spots. Ghost or no ghost. Anyway, let's see how you stand up under this yarn. I'll be telling you about it in just a moment.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure. Fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails. Stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, Ken has a really unusual story for you today, buckaroos, just filled with thrills. And speaking of thrills, can you imagine Ken coming right into your living room and saying hello to you personally? Boy, now, there is a thrill. And that's not all. No, sir. After Ken speaks directly to you, he'll tell you two of his favorite stories about the Wild West. Now, I'm talking about the Ken Maynard personalized record album that you can have for your very own. You can't buy it in any store. No, sir. This is Ken's own Diamond K brand record album. It's all in color with a big picture of Ken and Tarzan right on the front. And inside are two big 8-inch unbreakable phonograph records made of expensive pure vinylite. Ken and Tarzan's picture is right on the records, too. Now, here's the best part of all. When you put the record on your phonograph, you'll hear Ken talking right to you with a personalized message. He'll say,
"Hello, Mac." Or, "Hello, Jack."
Or whatever your name is. Now, this Ken Maynard album will be your very own and nobody else's. And here's all you do. Just put a dollar bill and your name and address in an envelope and send it to records in care of this radio station. Isn't that amazing? Why, you get two wonderful records with two real Western stories all in a beautiful colored album for only $1. Send in right now and just wait till you see how surprised your friends will be when you play the records and Ken speaks to you personally. Now, here's that great champion, Ken.
Well, buckaroos, you've heard of the saying, "My kingdom for a horse." Well, truer words were never spoken. For in the West, many a cowpoke owes his life to his horse, and a good piece of horse flesh was and is worth more than its weight in that gleaming stuff we've been talking about for quite a spell in these stories. Tarzan agrees with that one, I see. He's still keeping his distance, though, but mighty curious to know what's going on. I tell you, he's a smart one. Well, to get on with the story, I was saying that folks in the West value a good horse more than money. Why, in the early days, the place was so full of horse thieves, you practically had to tie your horse to your boots at night to keep someone from stealing. It was that bad. They'd constantly find men dead along the trail with their horses missing, mostly all the time. That's why when they found old Jess Cassidy with a hole in his head and his horse dead alongside of him, it created quite a stir. Not that the folks mourned Jess so much, but they did a lot of mourning over his horse, and no wonder. It was a Bayo Coyote, as fine a looking horse as you'd want to see. That's the name the Mexicans had for the creamy color he was with a black stripe. I tell you, Jess used to make a right smart picture galloping along on that horse. And folks would stop what they're doing just to look and do a lot of wishing that Bayo Coyote was theirs. So believe me, buckaroos, finding that horse dead sure put the countryside up in arms. Of course, Jess Cassidy's saddlebags were gone. And that suggested robbery. And with good reason. For a little investigating showed that Jess was on his way to buy a new herd of cattle. And those bags of his were just bulging with gold. But to kill a horse. Sheriff came up with the theory that shooting the horse might have been an accident. And folks latched on to that one, saying, it's about time the sheriff was showing some sense and earning the money they'd been paying him and doing something about a murder instead of restricting his investigation to the town saloon. As I said, Jess just happened to have a good piece of horse flesh. And that's the only thing that put some life in the sheriff. Well, it didn't take much brain work to figure out that the Newton boys might have had something to do with it. They were bad hombres. Seeing that they just got out of jail, they were the first ones the sheriff suspected. Strange thing, he was right. But the sheriff didn't get any credit for a good job of sleuthing, because the Newton boys admitted the job. I guess they were pretty well disgusted with themselves for killing the Bayou Coyote. It had happened, as folks expected. The horse and the gold had been a mite too tempting for them, but the Newtons had messed up the job. But they'd done a right smart job of hiding just the saddlebags. And nary a trace of them or the gold was found. That is, for quite a spell. But the name of this story is The Ghost Rider of Loma Escondida. And I suppose you buckaroos and Tarzan have been waiting for that phantom fellow to put in an appearance. I'll be getting to him in a minute. But first, while we rest just a minute, let me interrupt the story to tell you about something I'm mighty proud of. Have you heard about my K-shirt? It's a real Western shirt that a friend of mine designed especially for me. It's sort of like a T-shirt, you know, in nice cotton about the color of desert sand, with a flaming red Diamond K brand centered on the front. And it's got our picture on it, too, me and Tarzan. Well, the kids in my neighborhood took a fancy to it and wanted one like it, so my friend made them up special. Kids said I ought to tell you about them, so that's what I'm doing now. Do you figure you'd like to have a K-shirt like I wear when I'm practicing tricks and fooling around? I'll see that you get one if you drop me a note. Fella said he'd fix you up with one for only a dollar. And that sure surprised me. Just name your size, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12. And if you want a K-shirt like mine, just send me your name and address and the size and slip a dollar bill in the envelope, too, and send it to K-shirt in care of this station. Well, the Ghost Rider of Loma Escondida. That was something that always puzzled everybody down San Antonio way. Now, Loma Escondida is a Spanish name for hidden hill, and the Mexican always gave it a wide berth, moving at a considerable faster pace than usual, crossing themselves and mumbling their prayer, just to play it doubly safe. It was a lonely sort of a spot, and the sagebrush was so high, you came upon a little rise of ground so sudden-like it would give you a start. The horses would just sort of shy back instinctively. Even Tarzan. Well, one night a cowpoke was moseying along, giving his horse his head, trying to catch a few winks in the saddle. Been chasing strays for a number of days, when suddenly his horse reared up, almost threw him into the mesquite. Then the horse bolted, and the cowpoke had quite a time quieting him down. He was neighing and quivering and shaking. The cowhand was at a loss to figure out what was wrong, until he looked back at Loma Escondida. And on the rise of land was a horse and rider. And the horse was a Bayou Coyote, with his black stripes standing out against the cream just as sharp as if it were daylight. The cowpoke was sort of curious, so he started to trot back to the hill to make conversation and possibly find out what made his horse shy. Well, it was all he could do to turn his pinto around. Then the horse wouldn't take a step towards that hill. He just pranced around, quivering and snorting, and he wouldn't move until the horse and rider on the hill rode away. Well, buckaroos, you can imagine, that surely made the cowpoke mighty curious. It wasn't long before every trace of the sleepy feeling he'd had had been wiped clear out of his head. Because when he finally got his horse back a ways, he saw the rider and called to him. But the rider kept on going, till he finally rode smack into a tree and disappeared. It was the strangest thing he ever saw. But the cowpoke didn't dare tell anyone about it for fear they'd think he was plumb loco. Well, a few nights later, this same cowhand was heading back the same way when his horse began to act up the same as he had before. And sure enough, there was the rider in the Bayou Coyote atop the Loma Escondida, same as before. This time, the cowpoke was going to make sure he caught up with the mysterious rider. He had some questions to ask. So the cowpoke dug his spurs into his horse and took off for the hill. But before he got there, the ghost rider took off at a gallop himself. They were racing each other for the same tree. The cowpoke was gaining on him a little bit, and it looked like he'd catch him this time when suddenly he disappeared. And the cowpoke had to rear his horse up to keep from smacking into the tree himself. Well, this was just a little too much. Riders and horses just don't go melting in the mesquite or crawling into cracks in trees, because that's all the cowpoke found, a crack in the tree, no hoof marks around or anything. But as the cowboy was hunting around, he happened to kick something that just seemed to jump at him out of the ground. And it was a $20 gold piece. So he looked around some more, in real earnest, and his boots kicked loose on an old rotten piece of melita. That's the name the Mexicans have for the leather pouches they use for saddlebags. Well, buckaroos, you can just imagine what the eyes of that cowboy did when, after digging a bit further, his boots stirred up the most delightful jingle of $20 gold pieces you could imagine. Yep, it was the gold the Newton boys had buried after the murder of Jess Cassidy. And it was a ghost rider riding a bayou coyote, like Jess used to, that led the way to the lost goal. Well, no one ever seen that spook again, but I'm sure that old cowpoke would have been glad to see him. He had a heap of thinking to do, and the folks thereabouts might have thought he'd been chewing loco weed if he hadn't got a right smart collection of $20 gold pieces to back up his story. Anyhow, explain it as you will, the Mexicans believe that when a fellow dies, his soul entered the mesquite and roamed around for a while until he got settled, which sort of ties in with our story at that. I guess old Cassidy's soul couldn't rest until he'd passed along those $20 gold pieces to where they'd do a bit more good. So maybe that's why he hung around, riding that wonderful bayou coyote of his, just waiting to lead some lucky cowpoke to a fortune. A gift from the ghost rider of Loma Escondido.
My goodness, Ken. You know, that was such a whopping big story, and as you told it, I felt like I was really right out there in the mesquite with you and that ghost rider all during the excitement. And say, kids, how would you like to have Ken really there, not in the mesquite, but right in your living room any time you want? Why, it's just like having Ken in person when you own one of his wonderful Diamond K record albums made especially for you. You remember what I told you earlier? You get a whole record album with two complete Ken Maynard Western stories in a beautiful album for only $1. And both albums and record have colored pictures of Ken and Tarzan blazing right across the front. Now, don't forget, these records are personalized with a message from Ken just for you, and he'll call you by name. These are real high-quality records, too, made from pure vinylite, the finest material that money can buy. Why, it's impossible to break one of these wonderful records, and you can play them over and over as many times as you want, and they make just perfectly wonderful gifts, too. Perhaps you know somebody who's in a hospital or who isn't well, and you'd like to give them a little different kind of entertainment. You can send them one of Ken Maynard's personalized record albums with their name on it, too. So be sure to send in your name and address or the name of somebody you want the records for and send it to Records in care of this station. Enclose a dollar bill. The records in the album will be sent right to you, postage prepaid from Hollywood. Hurry now. The quicker you write, the sooner you'll have your Western record album to hear and enjoy. Now let's get back to Ken.
Did you like that story, Buckaroos? The Ghost Rider of Loma Escondida is one of my favorites. But do you know, Buckaroos, I have a strong suspicion that in spite of the money and all that those $20 gold pieces could buy, most folks hereabout would rather have had that bayou coyote. Well, that was Tarzan again. And this is Ken Maynard at the Diamond K saying so long, folks. Until next time, when I'll tell you the story I call Post Hole Bank.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. We hope you're one of the regular visitors to Ken's Tack Room. The door's always open at the Diamond K Ranch every weekday at this same time. Invite your friends to come along for a trip into the adventures of the Wild West. And we bet Mom and Dad will enjoy these stories, too. Ken, you know, is a real riding, roping, shooting cowboy who's traveled all over the world looking for excitement and lost treasure, starring in circuses and rodeos, and he's just chock full of rootin' tootin' stories. Ken will be looking for you. Tales from the Diamond K was transcribed and produced in Hollywood.